This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Two wars, a third threatened, Eurasia rocked, and India, the most populous, the most powerful, the most important democracy on the planet. Watching the crisis in Ukraine for many months and standing back from the conflict, neither this nor that, and then watching the crisis break out in the Middle East, I welcome Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, his columnist at the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and writing about a disappointment. Narendra Modi, the very popular prime minister, has been stout-hearted and constant in his relations with Israel, with Bibi Netanyahu and other governments since his time in office, and made it very clear that Israel and India work together for authority in this part of the world, the subcontinent and Indo-Pacific. But there is another population in India, and Sadanan is here to report in what is at once predictable and extremely disappointing of the Muslim intellectuals, the Muslims on television, the Muslims at the shops on the corners, and their response to the attack of October 7th. Sadanan, a very good evening to you. I do not generalize. I want to be very careful here. The Muslim population in India is many things, very well educated all over the world. But you're reporting what has been on the air, what has been in the newspapers. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. Yes, and in fact, since my column was published, what I argued in the column was that the leadership of India's 200 million strong Muslim community, both the political leadership and the intellectual leadership, has, you know, found it hard for the most part to condemn Hamas. Some of them have even pretended not to notice that anything happened on October 7th. And since my column was published, we had a rally in the southern Indian state of Kerala, where the Hamas leader, which was addressed by video by the Hamas leader Khalid Mashal, and you've had marches in many parts of India in support of the Palestinians. Now, I think it's pretty normal for Muslim communities to come out in some kind of support for the Palestinians. But the point I make is that you ought to be able to, at the very least, also condemn the horrific barbarism that Hamas has committed on Israeli civilians. And unfortunately, we have not seen much of that in India.
India has been the target of terrorist attacks for years. India is extremely sensitive to these matters. I remember the attacks being horrible and most devastating, the bombs, the shootings, the raids. Is that not a significant factor for what happened on the 7th?
Absolutely, and it is for the majority of Indians. Many people in India rightly see echoes of the horrific 2008 Mumbai attacks in the attacks in Israel. You know, again, you have sort of a, you know, you, of course, there were many fewer people, but the basic contours of those attacks, right? You have a group of terrorists who come in from a neighboring territory. They attack people from a variety of nations, and they attack just regular people going about their lives. As they did in Israel. That was also what they did in Mumbai in 2008. So the majority of Indians feel very strongly, they're very strongly in favor of Israel in this conflict. They feel a deep affinity for what the Israelis have suffered because of their own experience of Islamist terrorism. And the point I make there is that the Muslim minority of India, or the leadership of the Muslim minority of India, needs to be sensitive to this. And instead of kind of reflexively effectively siding with Hamas, they need to understand that most people are repelled by Hamas, and it doesn't help the Indian Muslim minority, which is, it's 200 million people, but it's only 14% of the population, to be seen as sympathetic to this terrorist group.
I ask a political question. Narendra Modi heads up the BJP, a very powerful Hindu-identified faction. Is there some opportunism here to preach sympathy for Hamas in order to, in some way, challenge Narendra Modi's authority?
Absolutely. So what's happening here is that the Congress Party, which is the opposition party, they've lost two elections in a row. We're heading into another national election next year. Congress has been out of power for 10 years. They figured that their only way back to power is by getting that 14% of the population that is Muslim to consolidate behind them, and then maybe, you know, attracting another 20 or 25% of the rest of the population. And that would be enough for them to kind of, you know, get to about 35 or 40%, which is all you need in a first-past-the-post system to win enough seats to form the government. So that is the Congress Party's calculation here. They think that by consolidating the Muslim vote, they can defeat the BJP and defeat Modi. I think they're misplaying their hand very badly, because I don't think that there'd be any sympathy in the wider Indian public for a party that is seen as either soft on terrorism or soft even on political Islam.
I note that Pakistan is unstable right now. They're going through an election process. They have Imran Khan detained. Nawaz Sharif has returned. Does it suit Pakistan for there to be turmoil in India on this matter of the Middle East? Would they encourage this? Do you think there are agents who are encouraging it? Because they've had even wilder demos in Pakistan.
I don't think they need to encourage it, unfortunately. I mean, I think we're seeing this across the world, not just in India, but unfortunately we're seeing that in the West too, where to a large extent, many Muslim minority populations are not paying as much attention to the horrors of what happened in Israel, and they're paying a lot more attention to, you know, the bombings in Gaza and so on. And so I don't really detect a Pakistani hand in this. Obviously, Pakistan would be happy to see India in turmoil, though in this case, I might add that, you know, Pakistan itself faces its own turmoil, because on the one hand, it has wanted to be on the same side as the UAE and the Saudis. You know, the UAE, as you know, had already normalized ties with Israel, and the Saudis were moving toward it. So it's essentially a military-run government at this time, though officially they have a caretaker. So they've been kind of a little bit careful, but public sentiment in Pakistan, as I point out in my Wall Street Journal column, is just uniformly anti-Israel, right? Like everybody from the, you know, a Karachi socialite to a fundamentalist mullah in Peshawar, they may disagree on everything else, but they all seem to agree that they don't like Israel. And so in Pakistan, you know, the politics is in some ways more straightforward, because they don't really even have a variety of opinions that are allowed in that country on this question. In India, it's trickier, where you have a large section of the Muslim minority that has lined up effectively behind Hamas, and you have a large section of the Hindu majority, which is basically sympathetic towards Israel.
And has the Prime Minister made a statement about these negative remarks by the Muslims, or does he leave them alone?
He hasn't made any remarks about that, but he did make a very strong statement shortly after the attacks, where he, you know, pointed out very clearly that his sympathies were with the Israelis and that Indians stood by Israel in this moment of sorrow.
Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing for the Wall Street Journal editorial board on the Muslim reaction in India right now to the fog of war descending on Gaza. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.